From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities in Spain searched Saturday for a member of an Islamic extremist cell that staged vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside town. A total of 14 people have died in the attacks. Reporter David Doyle has more.
Four people have been arrested in connection with the attacks. Three have been identified and are still at large. Of 126 people injured in Barcelona and Cambrils, 65 are still in hospital, 17 in a critical condition.
Catalan police say a manhunt is centered around Yonez Abuyacub, a 22-year-old Moroccan suspected of driving the van that plowed into a packed Barcelona promenade on Thursday. Finnish police are treating a stabbing attack in the city of Turku as terrorism-related crime and release details about the man they have arrested in connection with the incident. David Doyle has more.
An 18-year-old Moroccan who appears to have chosen women as his target. Finnish police releasing information on Saturday about the man they've arrested for a deadly knife attack the day before. Two Finns were killed and eight people injured in the attack in the city of Turku.
The 18-year-old suspect was arrested after being shot in the leg by police. He'd only been in the country for a short time, according to authorities, and had been part of the asylum process. Venezuela's Congress met Saturday in defiance of what opposition leaders considered an autocratic push by allies of President Nicolas Maduro to usurp legislature's power. Brian Naranjo, the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, was among a group of foreign diplomats from countries including Mexico, Spain, and the U.K. who attended Saturday's special sessions to express solidarity with lawmakers. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition leader has filed a case at the Supreme Court challenging recent election results. Sarah Haramanjani reports.
Determined and defiant, Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, is taking legal action to challenge the results of this month's election. Carrying a stack of petition files, Odinga and his running mate went to the Supreme Court in Nairobi late on Friday. Election officials have said that President Uhuru Kenyatta won by 1.4 million votes. But Odinga and the opposition coalition say the results were rigged.
There's a petition by millions of Kenyans who would like to see justice done in our country.
The petition details various accusations, but Odinga and his team have not yet presented evidence of fraud. The Supreme Court now has 14 days to hear and determine the petition.
That's Sarah Hemrajani. Aid workers in Sierra Leone have been working to prevent possible epidemic outbreaks after devastating floods and mudslides ravaged the capital of Freetown last Monday. Here's one local military hospital official describing the scene.
Our worry is now the outbreak of waterborne diseases, for example, cholera, typhoid diseases. Right now, as I speak, at the background there, you can see them providing medical care for the people with injuries. They are doing sterile procedures, dressing their wounds, and providing medical care for them.
As of Friday, the death toll has climbed to more than 400, but hundreds are still missing and thousands more have been left homeless. Under these circumstances, the need for medical resources to help the injured and prevent the outbreak of epidemic is urgent. After a day spent huddling with his top advisors and military leaders in his mountain retreat, President Donald Trump used his Twitter feed to say that, quote, an important day spent at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders, many decisions made, including on Afghanistan, end quote. He gave no further details, but he has expressed dissatisfaction with recent Taliban advances in the fighting there. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari returned to the country Saturday after more than 3 months in London for medical treatment, but the government gave no details on what has been ailing him. Buhari will address the nation on Monday morning. The 74-year-old leader also spent 7 weeks in London for treatment earlier this year, saying he had never been so sick in his life. He spoke of receiving blood transfusions. For additional updates and in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.